I call them pants. Mm-hmm. I've heard others call them trousers, mm-hmm. breeches. Mm-hmm. And because I think my father does that, and my son hears it, and he comes, take your britches off, or do something like that, you know. And I just don't follow it through, because I don't use britches, and I don't know of any other situation wherein my son will be in that he'll need to use britches.
They all report about the same thing.
Right, because he's talking about the same thing I would be talking about if I say, pull your pants down, mm-hmm. or pull them up. He'll tell him to pull your britches up, instead of saying, pull your pants up. Mm-hmm. And that's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Of those three words, you think one of them is maybe, say, trousers, pants, and jeans. Would you use one of them ever in more formal situations?
Right. I would use the pants mm-hmm. In more formal situations when I'm concerned. I feel that those words really have come with the years and mm-hmm. with the ages. Mm-hmm. Because when my father was growing up now, that's how many years ago? Almost 70. Mm-hmm. 70 years ago, they were mm-hmm. talking about britches. You know it on TV. Mm-hmm. When you see things that have been made in years past, this is what they did call these old britches. Mm-hmm. You know, they called them britches, and then they had the, what do they call them? The ones that come up to the knee.
Knickers?
Knickers, right. And I think at the knicker time, they mm-hmm. were calling them britches.
that always reminds me, you know, Washington Irving, mm-hmm. Knickerbocker.
Right.
History of New York. What do most young people or kids usually wear for, or just around the house for informal
gatherings?
Yeah.
When you say young people, jeans.
Yeah, uh-huh. that pretty
blue
pretty
jeans
common.
They usually have been called. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It depends on the sizes of your children, like mine, that have a very difficult time finding clothes that fit them, and they are relatively expensive, mm-hmm. and the kind of money I have to pay for them. I swear to goodness, I would feel terrible having to put that kind of money in a pair of blue jeans.
It's really true that you can't get a pair for hardly less than $20.
You can, and I know it. And it's no way in this world that I would put them in $20 pants to go out here and play in the backyard.
What they do is you just sew a patch here or something, you know. So you pay, $20 for blue jeans with a patch?
Right. I just had to go downtown out to Penny's the other day. Mm-hmm. And buy my 6-year-old child 2 $34 suits for him. Each one cost $34. Mm. And I'm telling you, it just nearly slayed me. But I said, there's no need of bothering about going someplace else, because if it's here, $34, it'll be something higher if I go someplace mm-hmm. else.
Sure will. That's really, would there anything just red normal, anything fancy?
Just a three-piece suit, pants, vest, and coat. The vest was reversible, and I'm telling you, I have already seen 6 suits in those 2. Cause I'm
got fancy buttons on them or something.
Not anything different. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing but this inflated pricing.
Another different kind of question here. Your son might put on his coat, and he says, well, this coat won't fit me this year, but last year it
fit
perfectly. Mm-hmm. And say if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here I've what your coat.
Yeah, I brought your coat. Mm-hmm.
And suppose you come home from work, and your wife said about a package, or your husband says about a package lying there, the delivery boy from Jones' store
put your package at the door.
Mm-hmm. For you want to use a part of bring there, you say, delivery boy from Jones.
Store.
Mm-hmm. Did what?
Jones company brought your mm-hmm. Package. Mm-hmm.